Aircheckdownloads.com.
8:13 in the morning. Now, look, I said I was going to spoil you with material wealth, and I certainly am going to do that. It's all about, right, this morning's competition is about this film called Wildcats. It's the new Goldie Hawn film, which you can see at AMC The Point at the moment, I believe. And I haven't actually seen it yet, but I've read the review of it, and I've read the information that we've been sent. And Andrew Hukin's seen it. I've got Hukin in this morning. He's seen it. Is it a good film, then?
Yeah, it's really good.
Tell us about it.
It's not something you'd sort of expect too much about. It's got no real moral meaning or anything heavy about it. It's just a good laugh. It's about this woman, Goldie Hawn, yeah? Her father was an American football coach, and she wants really desperately to be a coach, but of course no one wants a woman coach.
Yes.
So she gets landed with this really bum job, coaching Central High, which is like the worst school in the city.
Yes.
And she has to prove herself to herself, you know, and to everybody else against all odds that this team can actually win. It's really good fun.
Oh, right. So you
watch out for the fat boy as well. He's good. Yeah.
There's always a fat boy.
There's always a fat boy in
every gang, isn't there? There's always some fat kid. Yeah. And anyway, aside from that, I was going to say, we've got these beautiful American football t-shirt, sweatshirt sort of thing. There's some large ones, and they look really great. They're red and white, and they've got Wildcats, Goldie Hawn written on them. They just look so far out. What we're going to do, right, is we're going to ask you to name for us the names of the football teams that we're talking about from these different cities. From L.A., they're called the L.A. what? From Chicago, it's the Chicago... what, you know, I mean, I'll give you a clue. If we were talking about Miami, it'd be the Miami Dolphins, okay? So I want L.A., Chicago, New York, and Dallas, okay? Which the L.A. what, the Chicago what, the New York, you know, and the Dallas, ding, give you a clue with that one, okay? Give us a call now, 0582 600 246. 8:14, now in association with N&P Windows, we're bringing you the latest traffic news. Yeah, this morning, London School of Flying's Brian Bobbington.
Hello again, Paul. The good news is that the new section of the M25 from Hunton Bridge to the M1 is working well. There are no delays at Hunton Bridge. I'll call you back for some news of Bedford shortly. Brian Bobbington, Chilton Sky Control.
No problems to report on the train or bus services. Yes, we'll be checking my constituency, the M1 constituency, throughout the morning. 8:16 right now.
Kleenex Velvet Toilet Tissue. Softness is our strength.
Good morning, it's now 8:17, and we'll check if we have a winner in a moment.
The Hot FM, Chilton 97.
A21 with Julian Cope and World Shut Your Mouth. I think it's about time we check, see if we have some winners on our Wildcats competition, you know, that AMC Wildcats competition. Well, Steve Peters, he's on the line from Luton. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad at all.
You a bit of an American football fan.
Well, we watch it every Sunday night.
Right. Well, the LA team, who are they?
They're the Raiders or the Rams.
Yes, the LA Raiders. That's what the answer is that I have here. Let's talk to Veronica Watson in Dunstable. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Now, who do you think the Chicago team is?
The Chicago Bears.
Yes, the Chicago Bears. And Jill Carpenter, she's in Bedford. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
How's the weather in Bedford this morning?
A bit overcast.
Is it? Yeah, it's a little bit overcast here in Dunstable as well. It's going to get worse though later, so enjoy it while it's like this. Who are the team from New York?
They're the Giants
from
the Jets.
Yes, the New York Giants. And what about the team from Dallas? Ashley Rowland in Letchworth. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys. Well, can I just tell you, Stephen, Veronica, Jill and Ashley, you're all winners!
Hey!
Yeah! That's right. Thanks very much for playing, and we'll be sending you those American football sweatshirts in the post. Have a good day now. Bye-bye!
Bye!
Bye! 8:22 on the winning station. Everybody, let me tell you. Oh, it's a nice summertime oldie from Sister Sledge. I'm in love. On the station that just spoils you rotten. Yes, Chilton 97, first thing in the morning, giving away those prizes. We just do it every now and again, you know. We just feel like we have to spoil you. You know, I don't know. I feel like one of those kind old aunties that you go and see. You know, you ever have one of those? Gives you sweeties. I did. Yeah, I used to have a kind old auntie that did that. 8:25 in the morning right now. And we're going to check the latest traffic and travel news in association with N&P Windows. Yeah, this morning, Brian Bobbington. How are the members of my constituency, Brian? Are they stationary in the M1 yet?
No, they're all looking very happy this morning.
Oh, good.
The ones going north are waving and cheering and getting along quite nicely. Going south.
Trains and buses are okay, no problems to report there. And just a reminder to you, traffic news every 10 minutes on your favourite station. It's 8:27.
Your future on wheels.
Good morning, it's now 8:28.
Solid gold.
You can have ours if you want to. It's 97 FM stereo. Yeah, that's our private number. Don't call, oh no, call us anytime, hey. That's him. You're our friend, I know. William Bell and Judy Clay from the 1960s, just after 8:30 now. Headline news on 97 with Sim Harris.
The pilot of the plane in which Mozambique's...
Go on, touch a radio, that's it. Oh. Hey, please, fondle the aerial, would you? Just, oh... That's so nice. No, don't go down there now. Don't play with the wires. It's 23 minutes to 9 now. Today it'll start out brighter than yesterday, but you wait, it'll end up to be another wet and breezy day. It's Tuesday, right now, 23 minutes to 9. In association with NMP Windows, Chilton Radio brings you the latest traffic and travel news. In the air this morning, London School of Flying's Brian Bobbington.
I'm looking at the M1 first.
Hey, listen to this one, Brian. We just pulled this from the paper. Andrew Hewkins just handed it to me. It says, automatic warning signals are designed to prevent motorway pile-ups are to be installed as an experiment on the M1. The system covering 9 junctions in Bedfordshire, Buckinghamshire and Northamptonshire will detect a crash as it happens. So oh,
that's really wonderful, isn't it?
That go on.
I don't think there's any chance of having a crash on the M1, though. You're always going too slowly.
That's right, yes. No problems to report on the trains or buses. They're running smoothly. We'll let you know if there's any crashes on the M1. 21 to 9.
At the roundabout, Stopsley. And now, Chilton Radio, in association with AMC The Point 10, bring you Tinseltown. Got to get down.
Good morning. It's 19 to 9. Would you believe this, Paul? Of Penelope Keith. Best known for the snooty character she usually plays on TV, she has now revealed her secret desire. She wants to be just like you and me. She wants to be a sex symbol. And she's not worried if the revelation upsets Stuffy Margot of The Good Life or the prim Audrey Forbes Hamilton from To the Manor Born. She's talking about this in an interview in Woman magazine. The reason it came about is because the turning point came when an autograph hunter described her as a pin-up. I wouldn't say that about her, would you?
Now, you know, we have discovered, Andrew, AHA's nicknames. You know, the guys from AHA, those terribly good-looking people. Yes, the Norwegian superstars, their boyhood nicknames. Morton's was Woodpecker.
Uh-huh.
Paul's was, or Pal's, was Popeye, because he loves spinach. Uh-huh. And Mag's was called Mags Nostroni.
Mags Nostroni? My goodness. What was your nickname at school?
Not telling.
Go on. You tell me before.
All right, then. Do you remember that dog food, Kenemy?
Yeah.
They used to call me McKenemy. Are you going to tell me yours?
Well, lots of people just called me Harry because that's my middle name, but sometimes I got called Stick Insect because I'm so skinny. Promoting their book of Far East holiday snaps, Earl Spencer and his wife, Rain, have caused chaos at a sleepy St. Albans bookshop. Telephoning ahead, the Spencers insisted on cucumber sandwiches, white bread crusts off, please, with cappuccino coffee and ice-cold mineral water. Staff at Fagin's eventually tracked down a tea shop, willing to fill the order at just £5.
Okay, Michael Jackson and sister Janet are refusing to talk to each other after an amazing bust-up over her sexy image. The pair still live in the family mansion in California, but stay in their own rooms, carefully avoiding each other. And now Janet has hit back, contacting Michael's bitter rival, Prince. Ooh. She's going to make a record with him.
Really?
Mm.
My goodness, that's terrible. Oh, Hollywood superstar Farrah Fawcett is determined to be taken seriously as an actress. And because she's determined to be taken seriously as an actress, she's refusing to appear on The Wogan Show.
Woo.
Farrah has been told she can have even more control over questions on the TV chat show than Princess Anne was allowed, but still she intends to snub Terry Wogan when she comes here from next month's for the London Film Festival next month.
Now, you know, Mad Max star Mel Gibson shocked diners at a sophisticated Hollywood restaurant with his outrageous behaviour. The Australian-born heartthrob arrived at a lunch club alone and started knocking back the white wine, Andrew. Then, seconds after finishing off his smoked salmon starter, he hurled a chair aside and, get this, danced on the table.
No.
Smashed glasses.
Ah.
Staggered around the dance floor with a mystery blonde. Damaged total £750. And you know what? He didn't even leave a tip.
16 to 9.
12 minutes to 9. Ghastlier than Peking, but more desirable than TSB shares. This is Paul William McKenna, first thing in the morning with the Chilton Breakfast Show. And now in association with NMP Windows, we bring you the very latest traffic and travel news.
Chilton Sky. Skyway Patrol.
In the air with the final report of the morning is Brian Bobbington.
And Brian Bobbington, Skyway Patrol.
Oh, so you reckon that things are better because of that M25 opening then, Brian?
Oh, definitely better. There's no traffic at all on the A405. That used to be jam solid at this time in the morning.
Okay, well, I just want my constituents to know that I'm making those sweeping changes. We're getting things moving.
Yeah, nicer. You better get out there, actually, with a roadblock. The Ministry of Transport might improve things before you get elected.
Right, there's no problems on the trains or buses. 10 to 9, now here's the Pretenders on Chilton 97. Great new song from the Pretenders, that's called Don't Get Me Wrong. At 8 minutes to 9 o'clock, yes, today it's going to be bright to start with, but then cloudy and like yesterday, wet and breezy. The winds will be westerly in direction. Top temperature for Tuesday, only 14 centigrade, 57 Fahrenheit. It's 8 minutes to 9.
97 FM, Chilton Radio.
Aircheckdownloads.com.